This is the third reading from my new book, Worship Across the Racial Divide, Religious Music in the Multiracial Congregation, by Gerardo Marti, Oxford University Press, 2012. This is from Part 1, Confronting Popular Notions of Race and Worship, and it is the beginning of Chapter 3, titled African Americans as the Icon of True Worship. I just wish I could be black, white worship pastor of a multiracial church. Of all my interviews, one especially stands out. At an outdoor cafe on Los Angeles' west side, a Caucasian worship leader and I met to talk about his congregation. We drank coffee as he talked about his desire for racial diversity in his church and the type of music he worked into each Sunday service. Then, in the middle of our conversation, he suddenly blurted out, "I just wish I could be black." I was struck. Although it was not the first time I'd heard a white person express admiration for black music, performers, and styles, this blunt yet seemingly natural statement stuck out as one of the most significant I'd heard in all of my interviews. This leader's abrupt remark crystallized observations that had been building on racialized perceptions of worship over the previous months. Although I heard many different comments about different racial and ethnic groups throughout my research, statements about African Americans were by far the most common and consistent. Over and over again, non-blacks especially expressed a profound belief in the ability of African Americans to attain a deep, emotional, and for many, inspiring worship through sacred music. African Americans themselves also agreed that they had a racially specific connection to worship. It was this one interview in sunny Southern California that led me to uncovering a profoundly shared belief about African Americans, a belief that emerged as a striking similarity across all people and all churches. The experience of true worship is consistently viewed as one of the distinctive markers of the black church experience. Moreover, people of all backgrounds believe gospel music is really for blacks because gospel allows blacks to experience a more full worship experience. As one worship pastor told me, it makes for a lot more deep response. Even in a church that did not have African-American attenders, one musician said that to attract blacks, it would make sense if we did a gospel kind of thing once in a while. However, gospel music in multiracial churches rarely carries the qualities that fully characterize traditional gospel music, nor does it contain the same weight of ideology that Melanie Burnham identifies in gospel music performed within the African-American church. In other words, the mere incorporation of gospel music does not create a black church experience. Jackie, a black female choir member in her early 50s, said, "I've never really seen our church as having the black church music experience. I've never felt that. We sing black church music, but it's not the gospel experience." The image of blacks in worship found among members of multiracial churches is universally associated with a spiritualized ideal, the overarching belief of the best kind of worship orients around a universally held idealized image of blacks singing gospel. For example, a white female church member said, "I love black gospel music, like when Whoopi Goldberg did it in the movie Sister Act." Another white female church member in another congregation said, "They all, meaning blacks, really know how to sing." Blacks singing gospel are iconic because of the belief that music is inherent to the religious life of African Americans. Anthony Pinn writes, "Regardless of where one goes, the particular denomination does not matter. Music is a central component of black worship." Pedrito Maynard Reed writes on African American worship, "It's impossible to have church without good music. In the African American community, music is to worship as breathing is to life." One woman said, "When I think gospel, I think of the old gospel. I think of how strong they must have been in their worship, and it just comes across. It's very deep. Blacks sing gospel, real hardcore gospel," as one black member described it. At times, conversations about the experience of personal worship would take people back to an experience in a black church, like when a white female worship leader said, "I've always enjoyed occasions to visit a black church. I mean, who worships better than that?" The clear assumption in these and many other conversations is a shared orientation regarding the power and superiority of black worship. That's Chapter 3, Worship Across the Racial Divide.